This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Sono, S-O-N-O, first name Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, date of birth October 29, 2004, the date of evaluation June 28, 2023, referring physician, disability and social service, the HBI. The patient is an 18-year-old male who was born with hypoplastic left heart syndrome with mitral stenosis / aortic stenosis, period. He was palliated to a Fontan physiology but developed progressive ventricular dysfunction, period. He had subsequently developed failure of the Fontan procedure and polyvalvular regurgitation with evidence of congestive hepatopathology, period. His liver function, however, was noted to be preserved, period. He had been admitted to the Stanford Medicine Children's Health in 2015, period. At that time, he presented with congestive heart failure, period. He had subsequently been referred for surgical treatment, period. He underwent heart transplant, period. Of note, prior to his transplant, he had developed severe dyspnea on walking one step, period. He had been told he needed a transplant at age 14, period. He had subsequently underwent transplant in 2020, period. He stated that he was hospitalized for approximately 1 month, period. He had then lost the ability to walk, period. Approximately 3 months later, he recovered, period. He is currently able to walk approximately 5 blocks, period. He has rare palpitations with exercise, period. Patient currently denies any chest pain, period. His past medical history, as noted, include hypoplastic left heart syndrome with mitral stenosis and aortic stenosis, period. Next number, hiatal hernia, period. Next number, polyvalvular regurgitation with congestive hepatopathology. Next number, anxiety / depression, period. The past surgical history. He is status post orthotopic heart transplant, hilum to hilum, PA plasty, arch reconstruction and plication, loop recorder removal, omenectomy, September 17, 2020, period. Next number, diaphragmatic hernia repair. Next number, liver fibrosis. Next number, mixed disturbance of emotions and conduct at adjustment reaction. Next number, hepatomegaly. Next number, attention deficit disorder of childhood with hyperactivity. Next number, acute on chronic right heart failure resolve. The medications, Prograf 1 milligram, 1 QAM, and 1 QPM. Diltiazem 120 milligram, 1 daily. Vitamin D3 2000 milligram daily. Cellcept 1000 milligram. Correction, Cellcept 500 milligram, take 2 POBID. Magnesium 400 milligrams, 1 BID. Atorvastatin 10 milligram, 1 daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, other family members apparently has had congenital heart disease, period. Social history, he denies cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, he has had no fever or weight loss, period. HEENT, he has impaired vision and wears glasses, period. Cardiac, as per HBI, remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 121/70, pulse 92, respiratory rate 20, weight 154.4 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. HEENT, head is atraumatic, nomocephalic, pupil equal round, reactive to light and accommodation. Sclera is clear, extraocular muscles are intact. Neck is supple, there is no adenopathy, there is no thymomegaly present. Chest demonstrates normal excursion. Lungs are clear to auscultation and percussion. The chest demonstrates a well-healed midline scar, period. There is normal excursion, period. The cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm, period. No S3 noted, period. No JVD, period. The abdomen, bowel sound, normally active, period. No masses or tenderness noted, period. Back, no CVAT. Extremities, reveal no cyanosis, clubbing, or edema. The impression, this is an 18-year-old male with history of congenital heart disease to include hypoplastic left ventricular syndrome, period. He has history of acute on chronic right-sided congestive heart failure, period. He has history of transplant, period. Currently, the patient appears medically stable, period. His exercise tolerance is noted to be adequate, period. He has no findings of edema, period. He has no increased JVD, and his lungs are clear, period. He currently does not have congestive heart failure, period. As noted, he is status post heart transplant, period. The patient currently is unable to perform tasks requiring significant lifting or bending, period. He is able to perform tasks of a definite sedentary nature. He is occasionally able to lift 20 pounds, period. Functionally, he is classified New York Heart Association Class 2. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Anthony Salt.